from the heaven and bound it hand and foot and cast it into an abyss. Now that abyss was narrow and deep and horrible and dark. And one of them drew a sword and gave it to those elephants and camels and asses. Then they began to smite each other, and the whole earth were quaked. And as I was beholding in the vision, lo, one of those four who had come forth stoned them from heaven, and gathered and took all the great stars, whose privy members were like those of horses, and bound them all hand and foot, and cast them in an abyss of the earth. The deluge and the deliverance of Noah. And one of those four went to that white bull and instructed him in a secret, without his being terrified. He was born a bull and became a man, and built for himself a great vessel, and dwelt thereon. And three bulls dwelt with him in that vessel, and they were covered in. And again I raised my eyes towards heaven, and saw a lofty roof, where seven water torrents thereon, and those torrents flowed with much water into an enclosure. And I saw again, and behold, fountains were open on the surface of that great enclosure. And that water began to swell and rise upon the surface, and I saw that enclosure till all its surface was covered with water. And the water, the darkness and mist increased upon it. And as I looked at the height of the water, that water had risen above the height of the enclosure, and was streaming over that enclosure, and it stood upon the earth. And all the cattle of the enclosure were gathered together, until I saw how they sank and were swallowed up and perished in that water. But that vessel floated on the water, while all the oxen and elephants and camels and asses sank to the bottom with all the animals, so that I could no longer see them, and they were not able to escape, but perished and sank into the depths. And again I saw in the vision, till those water torrents were removed from that high roof, and the chasm of the earth were leveled up, and other abysses were opened. Then the water began to run down into these, till the earth became visible again. But that vessel settled on the earth, and the darkness retreated, and light appeared. But that white bull, which had become a man, came out of that vessel, and the three bulls with him. And one of those three was white, like that bull, and one of them was red as blood, and one black, and that white bull departed from them. From the death of Noah to the Exodus. And they began to bring forth beasts of the field and birds, so that there arose different genera: lions, tigers, wolves, dogs, hyenas, wild boars, foxes, squirrels, swine, falcons, vultures, kites, eagles, and ravens. And among them was born a white bull. And they began to bite one another, but that white bull, which was born amongst them, begat a wild ass, and a white bull with it. And the wild asses multiplied. But that bull, which was born from him, begat a black wild boar, and a white sheep. And the former begat many boars, but that sheep begat 12 sheep. And when those 12 sheep had grown, they gave up one of them to the asses, and those asses again gave up that sheep to the wolves, and that sheep grew up amongst the wolves. And the Lord brought the 11 sheep to live with it, and to pasture with it amongst the wolves, and they multiplied and became many flocks of sheep. And the wolf began to fear them, and they oppressed them until they destroyed their little ones. And they cast their young into a river of much water, but those sheep began to cry aloud on account of their little ones, and to complain unto the Lord. And a sheep which had been saved from the wolf fled and escaped to the wild asses. And I saw the sheep, how they lamented and cried, and besought their lord with all their might, till that lord of the sheep descended, at the voice of the sheep from a lofty abode, and came to them and pastured them. And he called that sheep which had escaped the wolf, and spake with it concerning the wolf, that it should admonish them not to touch the sheep. And the sheep went to the wolves according to the word of the Lord, and another sheep met it, and went with it, and the two went and entered together into the assembly of those wolves, and spake with them, and admonished them not to touch the sheep from henceforth. And thereupon I saw the wolves, and how they oppressed the sheep exceedingly with all their power, and the sheep cried aloud. And the Lord came to the sheep, and they began to smite those wolves, and the wolf began to make lamentation. But the sheep became quiet, and forthwith ceased to cry out. And I saw the sheep till they departed from amongst the wolf, but the eyes of the wolf were blinded, and those wolves departed in pursuit of the sheep with all their powers. And the Lord of the sheep went with them as their leader, and all his sheep followed him, and his face was dazzling and glorious and terrible to behold. But the wolves began to pursue those sheep till they reached a sea of water, and that sea was divided, and the water stood on the side and on that before their face, and their Lord led them and placed himself between them and the wolves. And as those wolves did not yet see the sheep, they proceeded into the midst of the sea. And the wolf followed the sheep, and those wolves ran after them into that sea. And when they saw the Lord of the sheep, they turned to flee before his face. But the sea gathered itself together, and became as it had been created, and the water swelled and rose till it covered those wolves. And I saw till all the wolves who pursued those sheep perished and were drowned. Israel in the desert, the giving of the law, the entrance into Palestine. But the sheep escaped from that water, and went forth into a wilderness, where there was no water and no grass. And they began to open their eyes, and to see, and I saw the Lord of the sheep, pasturing them, and giving them water and grass. And that sheep going and leading them, and that sheep ascended to the summit of what lofty rock, and that Lord of the sheep sent it to them. And after that I saw the Lord of the sheep who stood before them, and his appearance was great and terrible and majestic. And all those sheep saw him, and were afraid before his face. And they all feared and trembled because of him. And they cried to that sheep with them, "We are not able to stand before our Lord, or to behold him." And that sheep which led them again ascended to the summit of that rock. But the sheep began to be blinded and to wander from the way which he had shown them. But that sheep were not thereof, and the Lord of the sheep was wrathful exceedingly against them, and that sheep discovered it, and went down from the summit of the rock, and came to the sheep, and found the greatest part of them blinded and fallen away. And when they saw it had feared and trembled at its presence, and desired to return to their folds, and that sheep took other sheep with it, and came to those sheep which had fallen away, and began to slay them, and the sheep feared its presence, and thus that sheep brought back those sheep that had fallen away, and they returned to their folds. And I saw in the vision, till that sheep became a man, and built a house for the Lord of the sheep, and placed all the sheep in that house. That must be Moses and the tabernacle. And I saw till this sheep which had met that sheep which led them fell asleep. And I saw till all the great sheep perished, and little ones arose in their place, and they came to a pasture, and approached a stream of water. Then that sheep, their leader, which had become a man, withdrew from them and fell asleep. And all the sheep sought it and cried over it, with a great cry. And I saw till they left off crying for that sheep and crossed that stream of water. And there arose the two sheep as leaders in the place of those which had led them and fallen asleep. And I saw till the sheep came to a godly place and a pleasant and glorious land, and I saw till those sheep were satisfied, and that house stood amongst them in the pleasant land. From the time of the judges to the building of the temple. And sometimes their eyes were open and sometimes blinded, till another sheep arose and led them and brought them all back, and their eyes were opened. And the dogs and the foxes and the wild boars began to devour those sheep, till the lord of the sheep raised up another sheep, a ram, from their midst, which led them. And that ram began to butt on either side those dogs, foxes, and wild boars, till they had destroyed them all. And that sheep whose eyes were open saw that ram which was amongst the sheep, till it forsook its glory, and began to butt those sheep, and trample upon them, and behave itself unseemly. And the lord of the sheep sent the lamb to another lamb, and raised it to being a ram, and leader of the sheep instead of that ram which had forsaken its glory. And it went to it, and spake to it alone, and raised it to being a ram.